T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The theme of Joe Biden's inaugural moment was unity. He says he wants to be the president for all Americans, Democrats as well as Republicans, those who voted for him and those who voted against him. Supposedly that would mean he wants to work with everyone in Congress, all of those on both sides of the aisle. But does he really want to? Will he? As soon as he was sworn into office, he initiated several executive actions that reversed efforts of the Trump administration. He stopped the building of the southern wall that the Border Patrol had requested. The wall has been effective in assisting the Border Patrol in stopping illegal immigrants from crossing the southern border. Biden signed an executive order to halt limited immigration from Muslim countries that refuse to properly vet those who want to enter the U.S. Whether or not this will leave the U.S. vulnerable to those who should not be in this country is something only time will tell. Biden viewed this issue as a rejection of xenophobia. He also retracted the construction of the XL pipeline, which will cost American jobs. These, of course, are things promised by Joe Biden during the campaign for the presidency. So Biden's call for unity has got to take into consideration many other potential areas of division. There's been an initial call by Senator Mitch McConnell for Chuck Schumer to reject the idea of abandoning the filibuster. McConnell seems to be trading Senate confirmations for retaining the filibuster. Squad members and other Democrats exploiting racial division in this country want Trump's people to atone for their support of Donald Trump. The left claims that Trump's initiatives over the past 4 years were based on racism, xenophobia, white supremacy, and homophobia. So therefore, any support of Trump has also been a support of these forms of bigotry. The question, of course, is can there be unity of the 75 million people who voted for Trump don't atone for their past sins? Another issue of contention is impeachment. There's the question about whether or not a civilian can be impeached. Trump, being a former president, is now, in fact, a civilian. But beyond that, Democrats may want to initiate impeachment proceedings just for the sake of embarrassing Trump and to make sure he can never run again for the presidency. It seems to be a futile gesture that is nothing more than political in nature. It also begs the question about whether or not Democrats are willing to let go of their incredibly virulent hatred for Donald Trump, as well as anything or anyone connected with him. The Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi's of the world seem to be fueled and motivated by this hatred. Another issue is the rhetoric. Democrats talk about the rhetoric used by Republicans and Trump supporters, but it was the rhetoric of Democrats and their sympathetic media allies who said from Trump's day one that he was an illegitimate president who was not worthy of serving as commander-in-chief. They threatened to impeach him even before he took his oath of office. Many Democrats boycotted his inauguration and urged fellow Democrats to get in the face of Trump supporters. In his inaugural address, Biden asked for a rejection of facts that are manufactured. But that is exactly what we've witnessed for the past 8 months. Peaceful protests that turned into riots were said to not be that violent. Deaths of perpetrators by police were all labeled racist in nature. Any actions by Trump supporters were labeled as acts of white supremacy, labels that had no basis in fact. So Biden appeals to unity of the American public. This is a great call, for sure. Now that he is the leader of the nation, he has got to set the tone by example, not just through rhetoric. He has got to call on his followers to lay down their swords so we can truly start anew. Short of that, there's no way we can be unified. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.